There is no gray.
You are in denial.
Just black and white.
Pain doesn't last forever. That's what pills are for and booze.
Get ready to leave the bullshit at the door.
I am gay. I'm a lesbian. I'm a homosexual gay lesbian.
This is the truth.
The whistle's got woo!
This is Dannyland.
Well, hello there, and how are you? Welcome to Dannyland. My name is Danny Chekolinski. I come to you from an undisclosed location here in West Palm Beach, Florida. Apologize, first of all, for not putting out a podcast yesterday. Felt under the weather. Why is it under the weather? It's very sneaky. I feel a little bit over the weather. Does that mean you feel better? I'm not sure. I contemplate on things like this. I can tell you this much. I feel like a new man. And if you ever felt a new man, well, then I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Hey now.
Well, who's doing the raping?
We will get to the Republican debate and the jackass media here in just a bit. First, I want to talk about something I noticed that really it made my blood boil. Do you know who Ronda Rousey is? Ronda Rousey is the best women's fighter in the world today, and probably ever. She's literally torn through the UFC with a 12-0 professional record in the MMA world. Won world championships and Olympic medals in judo. Now, publication called The Ring, a magazine. It's been in publication since 1922, and Rousey will be just the second female to be on its cover. But the first MMA fighter smiling back from the newsstands when it's placed there in January of 2016. Let me tell you a little bit about this girl, okay? 27 years of age. She's smart, independent, says and does the right things, has spoken out very publicly about performance-enhancing drugs and why you should not by any means use them. This is a woman that needs to be embraced. She has taken her popularity, and instead of just sitting back and waiting for the endorsement deals to land on her manager's desk, she has used the power of her brand to entice women not to become what she calls a do-nothing bitch. Listen to this.
I have this one term for the kind of woman that my mother raised me to not be, and I call it a do-nothing bitch, or I call it a DNB a lot of the time. She's like the kind of chick that just tries to be pretty and be taken care of by somebody else. That's why I think it's hilarious. Like, what if people like say that my body looks masculine or something like that? I'm just like, listen, I'm like, just because my body was developed for a purpose other than fucking millionaires doesn't mean it's masculine. I think it's femininely badass as fuck because there's not a single muscle on my body that isn't for a purpose because I'm not a do-nothing bitch.
That's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. Hey, okay, there are two types of people in this world. Ones that lead and those that follow. Now, not all that lead are smart or good. And those that follow such leaders are what we refer to as stupid people. Sadly, a lot of these people vote in political elections, but that's a different story for a different time. Ronda Rousey is strong, independent, a free thinker, and a successful businesswoman. She's not one to be criticized. She is one to be recognized. All right? All right? Just scream back at the speakers on the podcast. Yes, all right. And I can move on. All right?
Get your hand off my penis!
Get to the debate here in just a second. I want to go back. Oh, emails. All right. It's been on my desk for a couple of days. I got coffee on it, too. I wanted to do this yesterday. Okay, here we go. This refers to our last podcast, which would have been on the 27th. Would have been on Tuesday. We're talking about Mark Furman. Mark Furman and this protester were getting into this big heated argument on Fox News with Megyn Kelly. And basically, the protester, a black man, was saying that, you know, police are the ones that are killing blacks. And Furman says, hey, I'm paraphrasing now. He says, you know what, you're nuts. It's black people that are killing black people. And the email says, Danny, you basically agreed with Furman, and you have no statistical information to back that up. Well, I did. I just didn't share it with you, so that was my mistake. So let me roll this up for you. You can chew on this, okay? This is according to the 2013 FBI Uniform Crime Report. It's a compilation of annual crime statistics. Again, it shows that 83% of white victims were killed by white offenders. And 90%, follow me now, for those of you that take the small bus, those of you that are licking stamps, wearing a hockey helmet, here we go. 90% of black victims were killed by black offenders. Oh my goodness, let's look at the scoreboard, shall we? I see one for Danny, zero for ignorant emailer. And again, if you want to email me, positive and negative, it doesn't matter. All feedback, love it. Radio Danny is where you find me on Facebook, all right? Or you could actually email through this site. There's at the bottom of the podcast, there's a little reply button. Just hit that. I'll get it, and I'll be more than happy to reply to you personally. I mean, if you want it private, say you want it private. Otherwise, I have the right to use it on the air. Okay, so this person writes and says, I love when you tell us stories about the behind-the-scenes workings of commercial radio, the things that we shouldn't know as the radio-listening public. Can you share another one? Well, of course I can. I'm going to go years back, though, on this one. It was, and I'm sure that you'll recall the product. The product was named Metabolife, and it was this, it was a pill, and you would take this pill, and you could eat whatever you wanted, and of course the DJ would be endorsing the pill and bring you up to date on his or her success each week, and miraculously they're losing all this weight. Well, I come to find out that, if you recall, Metabolife was pulled off the market because it contained ephedrine. Ephedrine it's not good for you. It's not good for your heart, okay? And granted, it does speed up your metabolism, but then again, so does crack, okay? But the Metabolife guy had so much money. And he spent so much money on the radio station. The radio station would do anything to keep this money flowing in. So you would have to basically lie on your testimonials. Let me explain. A testimonial is an endorsement, a commercial where you hear your favorite air personality talking about the wonders of Metabolife. So if I were honest, I would say something like. Hold on a second there. This is my my real Metabolife spot. Here we go. Hi. It's Danny Chekolinski from Metabolife. Yeah, it's amazing. Been on it for 10 days. Already dropped 14 pounds. Yeah, I eat what I want to eat when I want to eat. However, since my hands are shaking like Michael J. Fox drinking an espresso, I can't hold a fork. And I can't put food in my mouth. Metabolife is not a diet. It's a pill. Exactly like the same thing that killed Elvis. I take one in the morning, and you know what? I don't have the urge to eat. I also don't have the urge to sit still. No, it's not even 2 in the afternoon. I've already taken a truckload of cattle to slaughter. I've unloaded a flatbed semi loaded with hay. I've repainted a barn. I'm not even a farmer. Just some things that my neighbor was putting off. Yeah, You know, yeah, he said he didn't need my help, so... So I sliced that unappreciative prick with a sickle. I cut his phone lines, and now I'm on top of his silo with a high-powered rifle and a scope. Look, I hear sirens, and that can only mean it's time for another metabolite. I'm sorry. There is more truth into the, there is more truth in that than you care to know. Okay, let's get into last night's debate. Seriously, what the fuck was that? The third Republican debate went down last night. CNBC was the source. John Harwood from CNBC, he was one of the moderators, and straight out of the gate, he went right after Donald Trump. He listed all the things on Trump's platform, then he asked if it was a comic book version of a presidential campaign. I know a lot of you don't like Donald Trump. You think he's a smart ass. You think that he's a whiny child. You think he's spoiled. You think that he doesn't have any patience. But yeah, I'm sorry. In my opinion, which more often than not is 100% fact, Trump basically kept his cool and he said, you know, you didn't ask the question very nicely. And then Trump tried to clarify his platform.
Mr. Trump.
Yes.
You've done very well in this campaign so far by promising to build a wall and make another country pay for it.
Right.
Send 11 million people out of the country. Cut taxes $10 trillion without increasing the deficit.
Right.
And make Americans better off because your greatness would replace the stupidity and incompetence of others.
That's right.
Let's be honest. Is this a comic book version of a presidential campaign?
It's not a comic book. And it's not a very nicely asked question the way you say that.
I talked to economic advisors who have served presidents of both parties. They said that you have as much chance of cutting taxes that much without increasing the deficit as you would of flying away from that podium by flapping your arms really
then
hard.
You have to get rid of Larry Kudlow, who sits on your panel, who's a great guy, who came out the other day and said, I love Trump's tax plan.
You know, all the moderators on the panel last night for CNBC, in my opinion, they're like a bunch of kids that smoke in a bathroom, okay? Think about this. Go back to high school. All the kids that, they were smokers, and they, you know, they... spent a lot of time in shop class making marijuana pipes out of 2x4s. So you got a bunch of kids that smoke in a bathroom surrounding a bunch of kids in marching band. You know, I'm surprised that Marco Rubio didn't get locked in a locker. Jeb Bush didn't get a swirly. And Ben Carson walk out of there with a wedgie. It was ridiculous. Okay, I'm not going to hide the fact that I like Dr. Ben Carson, okay? I read his book, the one called One Nation. I happen to think that he's a brilliant man. I think that he would be a great leader. And if anything about the guy is, you know, he's just too nice. He has an incredible amount of restraint that probably comes from his experience as a neurosurgeon, you know? You don't want somebody completely flying off the handle, going nuts when they're in the operating room trying to save a life. Anyhow, having said that, and Carson, again, is in many polls out there, Ben Carson is leading the GOP. So, of course, you got to take a shot at anybody that's in front. And Carl Quintanilla of CNBC, he asked Ben Carson about a supplement company that used his photo on their website, and how they had to settle a lawsuit over deceptive marketing. He was asked why he continued his relationship with them. But when he said he didn't, Quintanilla implied it speaks to his judgment. So basically, it's almost like questioning his integrity. Now, to the credit of the audience, they caught on to this. And, you know, they booed Quintanilla. It was great. And, you know, Carson just took the high road, as he usually does, and goes, well, they know. Listen to this. One of the highlights of the debate.
Manatech, a maker of nutritional supplements with which you had a 10-year relationship. They paid $7 million to settle a deceptive marketing lawsuit in Texas, and yet your involvement continued. Why?
Well, that's easy to answer. I didn't have an involvement with them.
To be fair, you were on the homepage of their website with the logo over your shoulder.
If somebody put me on their homepage, they did it without my permission.
Does that not speak to your vetting process or judgment in any way?
No, it speaks to the fact that I don't know that it's going on. See, they know.
What a great example of patience and tolerance. I don't have either one of those qualities at all. If I was in Dr. Ben Carson's position, I'd be like, look here, jackass, why don't you get up here? And then I'd stick my size 14 shoe up his ass until he coughs out his dentures and they eventually get shot down by a drone in Polson, Montana. As you can see, I've got it all planned out. I've got the visual in my mind. All right, so that's pretty much the debate from last night. Moving on. Most of us, I think, hold our bathroom time very sacred. But Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romijn, they are not those type of people. The topic came up recently when Jerry was doing this podcast. The host asked if it's cool to pass gas in front of a loved one. There's some riveting material, huh? Well, Jerry took it a little bit further. He started talking about this open door policy he has with Rebecca Romijn for everything.
Passing gas in front of a loved one, I'll go with that one. My wife and I have an open door policy. Beyond passing gas, it's like an open door for everything. I've just always had an open door policy. I mean, this is going to happen. It's going to happen. Listen, I go beyond. I in front of my wife. Like, oh, that's in front of me.
Oh, man. So, Jerry O'Connell, sorry, I'm going to have to disagree with you, okay? I have a theory, and I know that surprises you, okay? I actually have the cadence of a Johnny Cochran type of performance in a courtroom that addresses the situation. For instance, as far as the whole bathroom thing and going in front of people or going in front of a loved one, or ready? If it's number one, the door is open and let it be done. If it's number two, close the door so it's only you. No need for discussion. Life is a series of black and white. There's no gray. Bam. Next. Yo, 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 homeboys and homegirls. A little test on your street cred there. Do you know who Machine Gun Kelly is? Right. He's a rapper. Okay, actually a rapper from my hometown of Cleveland, Ohio. Did an interview recently, and he was he's getting ready to go out on tour, and he was discussing something that happened that I find to be quite unique. And I've seen a lot of musical shows. I've probably been to maybe 300-400 musical shows. I have not seen this, however.
You talked about the last time you were here, you talked about a blowjob on stage.
Oh, yeah, like that's easy.
I mean, it's quite easy for the person receiving it, I guess. But you're going out on a tour. I mean, are those the kinds of things that people can expect?
Oh, yeah, that's easy. It's my favorite quote right there.
A blowjob on stage.
Oh, yeah, like that's easy.
I would think and I would argue, Mr. Kelly, Mr. Machine Gun Kelly there, that most men would say, usually, that entails probably new carpeting, painting the second bedroom, and some form of jewelry. That's Reality City. 26-year-old guy named Delonte Lewis. He walks into a middle school in West Virginia. This happened on Tuesday wearing a wig. Well, so far, West Virginia, 26. Well, 26-year-old guy in a middle school in West Virginia could be a student. Sorry, just being honest. All right, so he's got this wig on, and he claimed to be Justin Bieber. And then he asked them to stop the morning announcement so he could sing to the kids over the PA. Well, eventually the men in the white suits with the large butterfly nets, they came and they took him to a hospital for a mental evaluation. Guess what? He snuck out and did it again at a daycare, facing several charges, including trespassing and disorderly conduct. Let's listen to the actual news report. Again, this happened in West Virginia.
As long as you love me.
Is this the right thing to do? Singing to kids makes them smarter.
We had prior notification from, I'm assuming it was family members, saying that this gentleman was off his medication. He may show up at school.
They prescribed medication, but I don't need it. I have the Lord Jesus Christ.
We had called out medics to come and assess him to see if we could try to get him help, but they have a standardized set of questions that they asked that he was able to answer everyone just fine.
No weapon formed against me.
That's it right now. My voice is dry. I want to make sure it's perfect for you all the next time.
How about that cop, huh? We had prior notification. I'm assuming it was from family members because I went out to the trailer park. I had a couple of tire swings at the front there, and I interviewed a woman that actually had a couple of baby's feet that were growing out of her forehead.
We had prior notification from, I'm assuming it was family members, saying that this gentleman was off his medication.
You know, it wouldn't be fair for us not to enjoy one more tidbit of this 26-year-old man from West Virginia wearing a wig that thinks he's Justin Bieber. Shall we hear him sing one more time?
No weapon formed against me.
That's it right now. My voice is dry. I want to make sure it's perfect for you all the next time.
Yeah. The next time hopefully will be, I don't know, maybe in 20 to 50 years. Yeah. In the meantime, you're off to a rubber room where they're going to have a lithium drip on you for 24/7. And you can lip sync Anne Murray's Snowbird for the rest of your life. Okay. Once again, I think we did enough damage in one day. This is Danny Land. Again, my name, Danny Chekalinski. I'm here in West Palm Beach, Florida. I appreciate it so much that you listened. I would appreciate it even more if you would forward this podcast to somebody else. Spread the word, okay? Find me on Facebook at Radio Danny, on Twitter, very simple. It's Danny Check. Let me spell it for you. D-A-N-N-Y, C like in Charlie, Z like in Zebra, E-K. Pretty simple, okay? Thanks again for listening, and we'll be back again with our final podcast of the week tomorrow.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Danny Land.